Hey everybody, it's Randy Woodward of the Wake Up Crew, and we are chatting with Casey Hollins as we do once every month from Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Today we're going to talk about what's ahead for REC as demand grows and how that impacts your electric bill and service. Casey, how you doing? Happy officially summer. How are you?
Yes, happy summer. Thanks so much for having me. I'm doing pretty well, and I'm excited to talk to you today.
It is going to be searing hot this weekend, so just stay as cool as you can. And I know with the heat, people are going to worry about rising demand with the power and all of that. So let's talk about that. I saw a national report on growing demand last night. So talk about that and how it relates to REC.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. With the summer heat, means more people are staying indoors, more people are using electricity, and that definitely puts a demand on the electric grid. And really, that's REC's responsibility to look out for our members, our customers, to make sure that we have the power to deliver to you when you need it and want it. And it's our role and responsibility to do our part to help make sure it stays reliable and affordable. And to that national report that you're referring to, across Virginia and across the nation, overall, the demand for energy is climbing, and it's climbing fast.
Yeah, and what does REC see coming down the road, and why should people care?
Well, the Virginia Department of Energy recently projected that the annual demand for growth is going to increase to 6.5%, and that may seem like a small number, but it's significantly higher from the historic norm of 1.4%. Forecasts from our regional grid operator, which is called PJM, show that by 2020, the demand for electricity in Virginia alone is going to double. And they even recently indicated that power supply could run short as early as next summer if action is not taken.
That is a serious challenge for power companies all over the U.S. And how is REC responding?
Well, Virginia has benefited very greatly from economic growth. A lot of that growth is currently being fueled by data centers that are looking to move into the more rural parts of our Commonwealth, as well as other new industries that recognize Virginia as the top state for business. That growth also brings a really urgent need for all utility partners and investors to make strategic investments in power generation and transmission. So at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, we've always understood that our decisions today will shape affordability and reliability for the future. So that's why we take a proactive, member-first approach, and we really stay focused on being responsible, transparent, and caring, so looking out for our member owners.
I want to bring this closer to home. Many families are feeling the strain of those rising electric bills. What should members understand about that?
Well, the electric industry requires long-term planning, and we know that many of our members are currently feeling the strains. We hear this on a regular basis about the cost of living and the rising cost of electric bills, and we want them to know that we can provide information, we can answer questions related to providing tips and information to help them use energy wisely, but we also offer flexible payment arrangements, so when times are tough, we have solutions that can help. But it's also important for our members to understand that around 65% of your electric bill is based on the cost of power supply. So we're a distribution co-op. We're not generating that power. We're purchasing that power from our wholesale power provider. So that significant portion of your bill is really not something that we have control over. Those costs are rising because of factors like natural gas volatility, higher capacity prices, and a significant need to invest in new generation and transmission to meet the growing demand.
Yeah, yeah.
At REC, we can't control those costs.
Yeah,
so we do what we can to keep ours down.
Exactly. People like to complain without the facts, so it's always good for you to provide those, and we appreciate that. So, Casey, what about the rest of the bill? What is REC doing to keep costs down?
Well, we work hard to control the approximately 35% of the bill that's tied to our distribution system, which is the poles, the wires, and our daily operations. And we keep our operations as efficient and cost-effective as possible. We leverage technology to wisely plan our system improvements, including things like right-of-way maintenance, making sure our grid is resilient to perform better during storms and the extreme temperatures we were talking about earlier. And we've successfully pursued grants and outside funding that will help support these needs and these investments we're making to ensure our members' costs stay down, but our system can stand to meet the expectations.
Well, REC's service territory is certainly growing. How are you handling that, especially with large users like data centers?
Well, you're absolutely right. In addition, we have a significant number of new homes. We have small businesses, advanced manufacturing, and the hyperscale data centers that you're referencing that are recognizing Virginia as a great commonwealth to locate to, and we're excited about that. So to specifically manage the data center growth with trying to put protections in place to shield our members from risk, we created an affiliate company called Hyperscale Energy Solutions. And this company provides our large users with market power from our the power grid that I was mentioning earlier, and it ensures that they pay their fair share of the system costs up front. We've even helped to work with elected officials to get legislation passed that gives co-ops more flexibility to serve these larger accounts that we have an obligation to serve. So we're definitely doing our part in recognizing the differences, but ensuring we provide excellent service no matter what member we're serving.
And I understand that REC also made a recent filing with the State Corporation Commission?
Yes, we recently filed for a new delivery rate, and that is a rate proposal for our large power users, but specifically those hyperscale data centers. It's a fairness-focused step, again, looking out to shield the traditional member base of our residential and other commercial and small business members, that will help maintain long-term co-op financial strength and ensure that every member benefits from a reliable and affordable grid.
Yeah, I think a lot of that national report I saw last night were about the data centers. Do you have any final thoughts, Casey?
Yes. At REC, we are one of, and we don't just say this lightly, we show this in our actions. We are one of the most innovative electric cooperatives in the Commonwealth and probably in the nation. So behind every pole and every substation and every REC employee, we have one goal, and that is to put members first. So we're really grateful for the trust and the partnership that our members have with us as we continue to provide safe, reliable, and affordable electricity to all of the communities we serve.
Well, we're so glad you have our backs out there. I know this report was basically, or this interview was more about the long term, but with this hot weather coming, there are going to be some short term demands on the power grid too. So good luck with the weekend, Casey. Stay cool, and we'll talk to you next month.
All right. Thank you, Randy.